audio we want to get to. New developments in this idea that there was a cop that racially profiled and abused a councilman because just because he was black. It was racially motivated. All right. Now, Michael Nowakowski, who is a councilman in District 7, Michael Johnson, District 8, Councilman Johnson is the man who allegedly was abused. Michael Nowakowski is a councilman, joined him on the podium yesterday at his press conference with other leaders. Before I tell you a little bit more about Mr. Nowakowski, I want you to hear from Mr. Nowakowski. Here's what he had to say yesterday.
Today, the spirit of Martin Luther King and Cesar Chavez has come together. And the cry of the civil rights movement of fired up and si se puede is happening today, folks. This is a blessing in disguise. It's a time for all of us to come together in a nonviolent way, to use the message of Martin Luther King, of Cesar Chavez, to unite our communities, to fight for unity, for love, and to stop all this abuse.
That is a councilman. Now, here's what happened last year. September 10th of 09, this was a letter that was written to Mr. Nowakowski, Councilman Nowakowski, from the chief of enforcement with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. On September 5th of 09, this office conducted a patrol saturation operation in Southwest Phoenix. This was prompted by serious crime problems in that area. The result of the operation, 63 arrests, including 10 copyright felony arrests in El Gran Mercado. It has been reported to me that on September 5th at about 7:30 p.m., you confronted a deputy at 35th Avenue and Broadway. In your company was a group of protesters that were hostile and disruptive as the deputy was effecting an arrest. In other words, Mr. Nowakowski has pulled this crap himself. What, you know what? Cops need training. Cops need sensitivity training. How about our city council needs to be trained? Stay the heck out of a policeman's way when he's doing the job. If you've got an issue, take it up with a supervisor. Write a letter. Go talk to the mayor. Call the chief on Monday. But you never walk up and confront an officer in the middle of an arrest, especially if you're an elected official. Never. Never. On top of that, guess who now is weighing in on this? The Nation of Islam. The Nation of Islam. Louis Farrakhan, through one of his minions, has released a statement. Here's what they
said. From the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, a man who stands for freedom, justice, and equality, he said, if a man such as Councilman Johnson, who is a public servant that has served for a long time with merit, can be treated in this manner, then there is no hope for any citizen with the police department in the city of Phoenix. He said that you must be warned today. This kind of behavior should not be tolerated by the mayor or the police chief. If justice is not served, it will produce revolution.
Okay. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Cesar Chavez Plaza in downtown Phoenix, local Hispanic community leaders will gather to show their support for the councilman. Here's the statement. Last week, Councilman Johnson was brutally detained. How are you brutally detained? He was brutally detained at 4 a.m. by Phoenix police while trying to check on a neighbor whose house had caught on fire. The officer threw Councilman Johnson to the ground, and once he was handcuffed, told him to get up or I will drag you across the street. So tomorrow at 11 a.m., Hispanic leaders gather at Cesar Chavez Square. Now, I'm not encouraging anyone to ever confront anyone else. I'm just letting you know that there are people lining up behind this councilman. At what point do we line up behind the officer? After the news, I am going to tell you exactly what this councilman charges as racism. I had a conversation with somebody from the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association who said he talked to Councilman Johnson. Councilman Johnson told him exactly what the racism was. I'm going to tell you what that racism was next. Be here. Don't go away.
550 KFYI, the Mike Broomhead Show.
Councilman Johnson rallies support from the Hispanic community, from the Nation of Islam, from the black community, and I wonder where the support for this officer is going to come from. I want you to hear the racial charges from this councilman. I'm going to tell you that story right now. Welcome. It's the Mike Broomhead Show.
Well, I got a message. I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on.
All right, 602-260-KFYI, 260-5394. If you want to be a part of the broadcast on the air this afternoon, you can always reach me via email at MikeBroomhead@KFYI.com. If you're new to the show, Broomhead is spelled just like it sounds. I mean, I had a rough childhood, but it's MikeBroomhead@KFYI.com. Now, Councilman Johnson, before I get into that, I want to mention something just to show you where I'm coming from with this. I told you before the news that Hispanic leaders are having a rally tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Cesar Chavez Square in downtown Phoenix to support the councilman and what they list as him being brutally detained. I don't know how you're brutally detained, but somehow the Phoenix PD pulled that off. Let me explain to you why I am so pro-cop, because here's what's going to happen tomorrow. These people are going to have this rally. No evidence, no nothing. They're going to have a rally. Just like I have a right to pick my side, they've picked their side. But tomorrow at 11 o'clock, they will be surrounded by Phoenix police officers that are in charge of making sure they remain safe. You understand? That nothing happens to them. And they should do that. And those officers will do their job. And those officers will make sure that those people have a right to speak their mind. Those officers will stand there and listen quietly without reacting as this community body slams the character of the Phoenix Police Department. They'll do that. So I will tell all of you this. Anybody out there that had it in their mind to go and disrupt this thing, let me say to you, you're doing a disservice to the very people you are trying to help, because they will be charged with protecting those goofballs from you. You understand? You know, why would we go and be disruptive and act like a bunch of idiots because there's going to be a bunch of idiots at 11 o'clock at that place? It's much better for us to stand back and make it an easy day for the Phoenix Police Department. Don't counter-protest. Don't bring signs. Why would we do that? Go support our guy. We'll find another way to support this police officer that's beneficial to the police officers. Why go make it a difficult day for the Phoenix cops? They've already got to stand there and listen to this crap from these people. Why would we make it more difficult? Now, on to Councilman Johnson. I had a very interesting conversation with somebody from the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association today, PLEA, which is the largest police union, I guess, in Arizona, but it's that represents the majority of the Phoenix police officers in their union. That's PLEA. I had a great conversation with PLEA today, and they said, and they've told me from the beginning of this, they said, you know what? Michael Johnson, the councilman, has been a friend of Phoenix cops. He was a cop for 20 years. He's been one of our friends. He said, I know him personally. We are friends. He said, I had a conversation with him on Monday, and I said, Michael, this, and I'm not calling the councilman. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm not using his name. I'm not calling him by first name. I'm telling you what the conversation I had with PLEA was. He said, Michael, this isn't racial. You tell me what was racist about what happened to you. The councilman said, when that officer handcuffed me, took me to the ground and handcuffed me, a captain with Phoenix Fire Department said to the officer, do you know who that is? That's Councilman Johnson. The officer replied to the fireman, I don't care if he's the president of the United States. That's it, folks. There's your racial connection. The president's black. This councilman was black, is black. Therefore, that was a racist comment. Now, as you're laughing while you drive and rolling your eyes that all of what we're hearing over the last 3 or 4 days or however long this has been over that comment, let me go a step further and tell you. When officers go through the police academy, and I guarantee you I'm going to get emails right now from cops from every agency around the valley, they go through training in the academy about a crime scene and how to keep a crime scene from being penetrated or violated or whatever you want to call it. Here's what they're told. Your job is to man that crime scene tape and nobody crosses the crime scene tape. I don't care if it's the president of the United States. You don't get across that line. Any of you out there that have ever been with someone that's an idiot that thinks they're important and they confront a cop when they get pulled over? I love it when drunks do it because drunks do it a lot. A drunk will say to a cop, do you know who I am? I know your boss. I know the mayor. I pay your salary, you know, as they're drunk and falling over the hood of their car. And the officer reply very often, either, well, good, give me a raise, or they'll say, I don't care if you are the president of the United States. But there's the story. That's it. That was the words. Now, I didn't hear Michael Johnson say that, but I talked to someone who said Michael Johnson told me that. This was a, you're getting it secondhand. I got this from someone involved in the conversation with Councilman Michael Johnson. So now we've got Latino leaders all over the community, the Nation of Islam, the NAACP, the mayor, the FBI, the Phoenix police chief, all involved because a councilman in the city of Phoenix who happens to be African American said that when an officer handcuffed him because he tried to violate a crime scene and push his way past, told someone else, I don't care if this guy's the president of the United States. You think that was racial? You think that race had anything to do with it? Of course it didn't. Of course it didn't. He has said the same thing about a white councilman. If you took a white councilman to the ground and someone said, I'll use one as an example, Sal DiCicco is a white councilman. He said, you know who that is? That's Councilman DiCicco. The guy would have said, I don't care if he's the president of the United States. There you are, folks. We have now gotten to the bottom of why this is racial. The Phoenix mayor has spoken out on this. I'm going to let you hear what Mayor Phil Gordon had to say about this. There's a couple of sound bites I want you to hear. You want to weigh in on what's going on? 602-260-KFYI, 260-5394. I want to hear from you. I'm spending too much time on this. The more I talk about this, the angrier I get. When I finally got to the bottom of this, can you believe this is the racial charge? Complete bunk. We'll let you hear from the mayor. As if you haven't heard enough, you'll hear from the mayor next.
George Newery in Coast to Coast tonight at 10. Mike Broomhead now on News Talk 550 KFYI.
KFYI.com.
Thanks for being here. Is that the new one? This is the new Scorpions cut. Is this where they talk right at the beginning? How long before we get to the words here? All right, listen to the first line. You got to love this. All of you Miami fans like myself.
I was born in a hurricane.
Yes, I was. Thanks for being here this afternoon. Now, I want to get to the phones. A lot of people on the phone, 602-260-KFYI. We're going to go to your calls. I want to hear from you on this because I'm getting more and more riled up every day. Now the Nation of Islam is speaking out. The Hispanic leaders have a rally tomorrow. All of this for a charge of racism. I'm getting these emails from people. He was headlocked and slammed to the ground, face held to the ground. Not even the councilman claimed physical injury. He was asked if he was injured. He said, absolutely not. He's not injured. So before you people start jumping to conclusions, the fact of the matter is the charge of racism is founded in nothing more than him saying when he was handcuffed and a fire captain said to the police officer, do you know who that is? That's Councilman Johnson. And the cop said, I don't care if it's the president of the United States. Isn't that the way our laws are supposed to be enforced? Equal enforcement of the law. Everybody gets treated the same, right? If somebody let a Phoenix City councilman off for drinking and driving, or if Councilman Johnson somehow got off from a crime because he was a councilman, we'd be screaming because aren't we supposed to enforce the laws equally? But instead, this is what's happened. All right, I want to get to some audio of the mayor. Before I do that, I'm going to let you weigh in. I'm going to start off with Brian in Phoenix. Brian, you're going to be up next. Go right ahead, sir.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Hey, it's nice to hear you in the afternoon.
Well, thank you.
I used to be a photojournalist for one of the TV stations here in town.
Okay.
And so my job was literally, you know, night after night to approach crime and fire scenes.
Right.
And from what I heard, nothing that this policeman did was anything out of the ordinary whatsoever. You know, they would not let us pass tape, you know, and we're in the media. So no one else really has the right to get in there either, so...
Okay, and it is, and again, what you're saying makes perfect sense. And to most logical people, you know, as well, even if there was no imminent danger with you crossing that yellow tape, if it's cordoned off for a reason, and if you try to cross that, you're told you can't go. And what do you think would happen to you, Brian, if you tried to push your way past an officer to get there?
Oh, I'd probably get thrown.
Yeah. Taken down and handcuffed. I mean, that's just it's just logical. And that's really what this man is. If he says that the officer used too much force, that's a different argument. But that's not what he said.
Yeah.
He was asked if he was injured and he said no. He's saying this was racially motivated based on a ridiculous statement.
I just totally cannot believe that. I mean, I was even credentialed by the Phoenix Fire Department to go into fire scenes.
Right.
And if the police had gotten there and cordoned it off beforehand, they still would not let us in.
Right. And that's just, you know, that's just kind of protocol. And the way it's done, the officer's just doing his job. Brian, I appreciate the phone call.
No problem.
Have a good evening. All right. I want you to hear from Phoenix Mayor Phil Gordon. Mayor Phil Gordon first says on this thing about interfering in all of this and kind of what his stance is on that.
Let me just emphasize, I don't want to, you know, interfere in terms of both the investigations that are going on and when it's the right time. And that may be tomorrow, and that may be, you know, a number of months down the line. Then we'll be making peace and being able to move forward. Now, the peace may or may not be with individuals, but certainly the peace has to be with the community.
Okay, so he doesn't want to interfere, and I don't blame him. You know, the Phoenix police chief has not come out in support of the officer, and I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing yet, where he says we're going to do the investigation. Now, when the investigation is over with and this officer is cleared of doing anything racist, I fully expect that this, you know, Jack Harris would come out and say he's been cleared. But right now, if the chief of police comes out and says he hasn't done anything wrong, that would be ridiculous. As a matter of fact, President Obama has come out and said all of these people that are going to go on trial for terrorism are going to be convicted and put away forever. He's convicting them before a trial. You understand? That's what happens. You don't speak out beforehand. One more cut from the mayor. And the mayor now talking about these kind of crises and stuff. So whenever you've got it ready to go.
We've had a lot of crises in this city. And we've been able to address them and solve them as a community. I think it's important that everybody does remain calm. And the investigations, you know, if they're clear-cut, that will tend to resolve the issue. If they're not, if they're in areas of gray, then, you know, we're going to have issues. And that's where I think leadership is going to be most needed.
And so that's where the leadership's most needed. Well, we are going to find out what happens. And we're going to have the mayor in a week from tomorrow, the mayor, I thought it was going to be tomorrow, but it's a week from tomorrow that he will join us. I'm going to ask him a question, so maybe we'll have more information by then. Back out to the phones. Let me go to John. You are next, John. Go right ahead.
How you doing, Michael? Good afternoon, partner.
Go ahead, man. I'm doing well. I'm anxious to hear what you have to say.
Hey, Mike, just confirm something for me, please. What I've read and what I've listened to, did that councilman any way, shape, or form actually touch the officer?
Yes. That is okay. That is actually what happened on the scene. The officer is now saying he was assaulted by this man. He put his hands on him. I don't know this for sure, I've heard that he actually kicked the officer.
Mike, you go to the ground.
Yeah, of course.
If you allow that to happen in Phoenix, that's given free rein to some little cop tonight in Montana, California, Ohio, anywhere in the United States. It sends a message, you can touch a cop. The councilman needs to be charged with battery. He needs to be suspended as a councilman, period, and that officer back out on the street where he needs to be. And all this councilman's doing is, like you said, the mayor said it himself, we have other problems. All they're doing is adding to a long list of stuff that needs to be taken care of. We don't need to be dealing with this. It's a non-story, Mike.
You are making an excellent point, John. I appreciate the call, and I want to clear a line for some other people. Let me answer what you had to say, but I do appreciate the phone call. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to let you weigh in. I'm going to keep going on the phone, 602-260-KFYI. If you'd like to, I want to hear more of your opinion. But he just made an excellent point about this, that about what's happening because of this. We've now got two council members. I'm not letting Nowakowski off the hook on this. I've got to talk to you a little bit about Michael Nowakowski and his involvement in what he did yesterday. When we get back, I want to talk to you about fallout. Who does this affect? What is the unintended consequence of what these two council members are doing? I'm going to tell you what that is, and I'm going to get your opinions on this. If you can't get through on the phones, Mike Broomhead at KFYI.com. I'm answering your emails as quickly as I can as well. Don't go away.
Terry Gilbert, tomorrow morning at 5. Mike Broomhead now on News Talk 550 KFYI.
KFYI.com.
Thanks for being here this afternoon. Unintended consequences. What's the fallout of all of this? You're going to talk with you in a moment, 602-260-KFYI. But let me explain something, and I want to see if you think this is logical. Again, I don't want to overreact. It upsets me. I am unashamedly pro-cop. Maybe I'm overreacting here. But Michael Nowakowski goes out, and he goes to the podium. Si se puede is happening all over again. You know, Michael Nowakowski is the executive vice president or something of El Campesina. You know those bumper stickers for the Hispanic radio station in town? He's a vice president of those, of that radio station. Nothing wrong with that, but this is, again, remember where we're going. They are having the Hispanic community, si se puede, big rally tomorrow, 11 a.m., Cesar Chavez Square, downtown Phoenix, rally the troops. So now we've got the councilman of District 8, that comes out and claims racism. NAACP comes out. Nation of Islam comes out. Now you've got the councilman of District 7 comes forward. Rally everybody around. Latino community, here we go. We're going to protest. We're going to march. We're going to do this. And in the meantime, you got a bunch of cops that patrol that part of the city. And they've got a job to do. And there's going to be a white cop that confronts a Hispanic suspect or an African-American suspect. It's going to happen today. It happened yesterday. It's going to happen tomorrow. And every one of these cops now is under a microscope. Every one of these cops can't do their job because everybody out there is going to start screaming. Forget Rodney King. Forget you're going to start screaming Michael Johnson. Is that what it's going to be? Remember the screams of Rodney King and what happened to Rodney King and how horrible that was? Well, first of all, let's not get crazy yet. From what I told you, and I listen, Councilman Johnson is more than welcome. This is on record. It's going to be on the podcast of what my account is of what he told the Phoenix Law Enforcement Association as to where his foundation in racism comes from. He said when he was put on the ground and handcuffed, and I'll be fair, thrown on the ground and handcuffed, a Phoenix firefighter, a captain with the Phoenix Fire, said to the officer, "Do you know who that is? That's Councilman Johnson." And the firefighter said, "I don't care if he's the president of the United States." Councilman Johnson said that was a racist statement because the president's black and he's black, and that's what he's got his foundation in racism. You have not heard yet that this councilman says that there was a racial slur uttered, that he grabbed him and there was a bunch of white people standing around and he just happened to grab him and throw him on the ground. He admitted he confronted the officer. Now, he has toned down what he says his involvement was. So you tell me, are these Phoenix City councilmen doing the right thing by rallying the neighborhood up? Now, this thing that's going to happen tomorrow, here, let me tell you two things. And I want that I'm going to let you weigh in. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., I said this before, they're going to have this rally at Cesar Chavez Square in support of the councilman, the Latino community. They will be surrounded by Phoenix police. Phoenix police will be charged with protecting them and to make sure that they remain safe and that their right to peaceably assemble is protected. That tells you the cops are going to do their job. That's what they do. So anybody that has, you know, that wants to go down there and counter protest, all you're doing is making the very people you want to support, and I believe you, with the police officers, you're making their lives miserable. Why do that? They got to stand there and listen to the crap being spewed by these people while they're being charged with protecting them. So don't do it. I wouldn't go anywhere. I wouldn't go near that thing with a 10-foot pole. Let them yell and scream. Let them march. Nobody cares. Nobody believes them. But on the other side of this, now look on the other side, because what will happen tomorrow is if there were people that showed up and did something wrong, they would say, see these evil redneck racists? Well, let's turn that around because fair is fair. Fair is fair. What happens when police officers are attacked or police officers' jobs are made much more difficult because people in these neighborhoods are going to scream racism when they're just criminals and race has nothing to do with it? Can we now go after Mr. Nowakowski for jumping up with the Si Se Puede and Martin Luther King and all this other stuff and the Nation of Islam standing up and speaking? Can we go after them? Can we go after Councilman Johnson for not going behind closed doors and trying to settle what he thought instead of going to the press? Why not? If they can go after us, and we're going to in a few moments talk about what's happening in Washington, D.C., and the violent threats and the nonsense that's happening because of the health care bill. If the Republicans are being blamed by the Democrats for riling these people up and the Tea Party is a bunch of violent rednecks, what about these councilmen that are now riling up people against white cops? Anybody say that there's some foundation in that? I just think that I don't think so. Out to David in Phoenix. David, you've got the floor. Thanks for holding. Go right ahead.
Yeah, you make a good point. And you're right about the foundation, and I agree what you're saying about the foundation of
okay.
The healthcare situation and what the outcome has come out, some violent reaction. But you can also say, too, that we passed a sanction bill, and I believe it was in 2006.
Okay.
This has created the atmosphere. And this is what's happened, too. We have retaliation. When that bill was passed in 2006 for immigration,
okay,
and the retaliation which – and I won't say retaliation, but the law was passed and they enforced the law for pushing the, getting the immigration to be enforced to send people back to Mexico.
Okay.
This is kind of like the result. And it just happened to be a council member and he's black. And you know what? I kind of felt like there was two wrongs.
Okay.
The councilman probably wanted to cross the barrier and the guy said no.
Right.
Police officers. I'm not against police officers. I mean, I have my family are police officers in the state of Phoenix, and I've lived here my own entire life.
Okay.
So let's get this straight. Let's say the councilman tried to cross the barrier, and the police officer said no.
Right.
But the point is this. Unprofessionally, he should have just did what he had to do and not even make the statement. I don't care if you're the president of the United States. He's just implying, basically, he is a black guy on the floor and implying the president is a black guy. So he just implies. Now, it could have been out of hostility. It could have been out of a reaction. It could have been. But these are trained police officers, and they should be trained to be professional.
Okay,
now, you know what?
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to let you finish your thought, but let me ask you a question. Instead of saying that the correlation with this police officer made about the man that was on the ground, and isn't it possible, and I would say more probable, that instead of it being, I don't care because as it was one African-American to another, isn't it because he was identified as a council member? If he said, I don't care that he's a council member, I don't care if he's the president, he doesn't cross this line, that it was on his based on his profession and not his race. Do you think that's not possible?
Yes, it could. But the problem is this. If you're a 48-year-old man, a police officer, and a veteran of a police officer, you don't do things, you don't say things like provoke the guy that you're trying to take down.
Okay.
This is a young guy that provoked it, and they're both wrong.
Okay.
So you got two people that are very wrong. Now, what I'm saying is this. If you go back to 2006, this is a result of the atmosphere that we have created in Arizona. Listen, I've traveled the United States and the world.
But
we are known as a racism state.
All right, but David, and listen, I'm sorry, I've got to put you on hold because here's the deal. I'm way up against the break, and I'm going to address what you said in this in a few minutes. We've got a lot of people that want to get on the air, but we've got some things we've got to get to, and I'm sorry that I had to cut that short. I've got to get to a break. I'm way late for this. I'll be right back.
Michael Savage, tonight at 7. Mike Broomhead now on News Talk 550 KFYI.
KFYI.com.
Thanks for being here. Going to talk to you in just a moment and get your opinions on this. We're talking about this councilman thing. It keeps changing every day. Now we've got Councilman Michael Nowakowski shouting, si se puede, invoking the name of Martin Luther King Jr., some civil rights thing here. The charges of racism founding in a ridiculous statement in which the councilman told a plea officer, a Phoenix law enforcement officer, in a phone conversation, it was racist because when he was taken to the ground, the officer was asked, do you know who that is? That's Councilman Johnson. And he said, I don't care if he's the president. And because, now I'm interjecting this. Now the president's African-American, the councilman's African-American. Instead of it being councilman president, it's black. Ridiculous. All this because of that. On the side of the councilman now in the last couple of days, the Latino community leaders, whoever they are, the black community leaders, the Reverend Oscar Tillman and the NAACP, and now the Nation of Islam, all lining up, big thing tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the morning in support of this councilman, all based on that stupid statement you just heard that had absolutely nothing to do with race. Nothing. All right, well, let's get some of your opinions. Lon in Phoenix. Lon, go right ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Mike, I met you a few months back at school on the east side of town.
Oh, okay.
Tim.
Yep.
Hey, I'm ex-military, was military intelligence. We used to have dog and pony shows all the time, had lots of generals, colonels, you name it, they were there. But if they didn't have the proper clearance, our response was to be, I'm sorry, sir, but, you know, you're not allowed in here. With all due respect, you're not allowed in here. And we were told to lock and load if they tried to make it past.
And
we would have been exonerated.
So
if we would have taken
explain to me the other side. What happens, Lon, very quickly, what happens if you don't do your job and let them pass?
Then I would have been court-martialed.
Yeah, of course. You've got a job to do, and that is ingrained in you from the basic training level through everything else. It is a basic part of your job. When you are given a post to guard, you guard your post. I mean, it's just self-explanatory. Lon, I'm glad you weighed in. Great call.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Take care. Let's go up to Nick in Mesa. Nick, go right ahead.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
I just want to do a little analogy. Basically, what that last gentleman just said, it doesn't matter who you are. That cop was doing his job, and I was using the analogy. What if he would have said, I don't care if you're the Pope. Would it be a religious discrimination?
Yes, of course. We'd have the Catholics angry at us. We'd have the Catholics marching in the street.
That's it. That's exactly what this guy is doing his job, and it doesn't matter who you are, black, white, purple, pink.
And that was the point. You're right.
Not passing.
You're right, Nick. That's the point. The point wasn't that this was a black man and the president's black. The point was you're on the ground because you were trying to cross the line, and I don't care if you're the president. My job says you can't cross the line.
I want to see how this whole thing pans out. It's very interesting.
I'm anxious, and I've got a theory on that. Nick, thanks for the call. Bye. I appreciate it. Yeah, my theory is this. Here's what's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be a beer summit. I really don't. Evidence is going to come in not favorable for this councilman. The FBI is investigating independent investigators, which I don't necessarily think is a bad thing. Let an independent person do this and come to this conclusion that it was not racially motivated. Whether the officer could have done something different or whatever, it's not racially motivated. What's going to happen is they're going to want this to go away. There's going to be a beer summit, some other kind of summit thing. These two guys are going to shake hands and kiss and make up, and it's going to go away. And this poor young cop is going to have to go back with the stigma attached. And don't forget the cops that patrol District 7 and District 8, Council District 8, you know, 7 and 8. They now got to face an angry mob of people that are going to try to use this against them, even though they're criminals. Don't forget the cops that are going to be hurt by this. We're back after this. More on the anger issue. Don't go away.